I have lemons in my water.
When life gives you lemons, you put them in water.
And you pour this water in your eyes and then bang!
The cake is a lie.
So we have another episode starring Jared's brother, Steven Nett.
That's me.
It is.
It is you.
Congratulations.
Yes!
Steven is an Academy Award winning author.
Well, he's 3 degrees away from an Emmy.
That's true. Two.
That's true.
Two? Oh, 2 degrees away from an Emmy.
Tuba degrees.
So you can never be one because you're always going to be tuba. Until you win an Emmy for tuba.
So there's this piece of rawhide chilling at an Indian camp, sorry, Native American camp. Way back in the day, and it hasn't been used for a while, and it's feeling kind of bad, so it goes to its therapist, and it's like, what am I? Am I a teepee? Am I a wigwam? Am I a teepee? Am I a wigwam? And the therapist goes, calm down, you're too tense. You're welcome.
Man.
Ow.
All that lead up.
I like it.
You're too tense.
It's the first joke.
In case you need Native American rawhide humor. Hey, your next corporate event.
That's not a good indication of what's going to happen during this podcast.
Why don't we have sponsors yet?
No, the real question is why are Italian mechanics so unreliable?
Why? No, you could tell which one's an Amish mechanic.
Because they're always putting stuff off till tomorrow. Yeah.
No, when you drive by, it's the guy with his arm in the horse's ass.
Why are you trying to combine two jokes into one?
Shut up.
Oh, here's a joke, but I'm going to shove my own joke right in the middle.
I don't know.
You know who's the horse's ass in this scenario?
The Amish guy?
The horse's ass?
You!
Bullhooky.
I've never seen a horse that had two butts before. That's an Aladdin joke.
Aladdin. I can't do the monkey.
Is that close?
Go to prom. Nostradamus.
I miss him. Oh god. Let's not get started right on Clone High.
This episode's not about Clone High or anything to be spoken of. Please enjoy it.
I don't even know. We talked about something.
This one is a doozy.
Yeah. So here you go.
Enjoy this.
You can say that.
Intro.
I recommend that you don't do that, Dave.
This episode is from
the story of a girl. Dave.
Spain.
Around the whole world. There's a lot going on.
Well, it's chaos.
Why did space slow you down?
Hi, Dave.
It will slow you down.
Slow Jared's speech down.
Never gonna build you up. I'm gonna break you down.
Never gonna run around and just serve you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I trolled so many people in high school. In middle school with that song.
He trolled everyone with that song.
Yes, he did. I mean,
Rick Astley did, yeah.
I just, the amount of Rick Astley that happened on the internet between the years of 1998 and 2006. Unrealistic.
But the ultimate troll is on him because he doesn't get paid for any of it.
Suck it. He was on that phone commercial recently where dad was like making it rain in minutes.
He was in the Macy's parade like 4 years ago for some reason.
Oh yeah.
Gay marriage.
These gummy chocolates are still delicious.
Who keeps giving you those?
I don't know.
Is it your mom?
No. My girlfriend gave me these.
She there now?
No.
Put her on. Rhonda, is that you?
Rhonda.
Hey, yeah, Rhonda.
You fuck my wife? You fuck my wife?
I am your wife.
Janine, I love you. You know you fuck my wife.
I am your wife.
And I fucked up.
That doesn't matter.
Just fuck my wife. That's not what I said.
I hope everyone is listening to Eddie Izzard, because if not, so confused right now.
Staircase of Satan.
Pond of Death.
Pond of Death.
A room with a view of hell. What is it, Sebastian?
So it's the rebels that they're here.
What is it, Lieutenant Sebastian? Do they want tea?
Well, I'm not sure, sir.
I think they want something more. They've got a flag. Damn. That is dash cunning of them. It is.
I was just arranging matches.
Are you guys just going to do the whole thing?
Need a tray if you want food. I'll have the penny a la arrabbiata.
Jared and I saw part two to that in London.
We did.
I think I've seen it. I've heard it, and it was pretty fucking awesome.
I don't remember what it was.
Where he had to fight
they
Mr. Stevens.
Still haven't released it.
This is a game of who the fuck are you?
It's a quality game.
It's Mr. Stevens.
Yes, that's Mr. Stevens. Fucking try.
This one's wet, and this one's wet. I think the Lego version of that is still the best thing to ever.
Oh, yeah, God,
it's the most hilarious thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think he even said in there, didn't he already do this bit? No, this is obviously a continuation of the previous.
Yes.
It was fucked up when that happened to him.
Oh, yeah. Somebody was like talking crap because they're like, he's false advertising because he said he had new material, but he's used this before or something like that.
Yeah, they made like gave him like a list of all of his previous jokes and made him check off the ones he'd done before.
Yeah.
And he's like, everybody does that. You do your second special, including old jokes, so people feel relevant and like they know what you're talking about.
I was listening to an interview with Brian Regan. He was talking about that. He always does his tours just like Brian Regan Live, because if you do present it in a sort of package, then that kind of thing can happen.
Huh. Not Louis C.K. He comes up with a new hour every single tour with no old material.
That's hard to do.
But he's also a monster.
Yeah. Well, look at everything else he does.
Yeah. So, riffs of the week.
Oh shit, I have to find another riff.
Yeah, you do. I am going to start this one off. This is actually from their new album. One of the cooler riffs I found late in there. It was actually probably my favorite song on the album, next to the single. It's called Crushed. Crushed.
Who?
Parkway Drive.
Oh.
Did I not say that?
No.
Oh, well, so Parkway Drive. Their new album, Ire, which I don't get it, but okay. Yeah, here you go.
What's up with these gold guys?
I do remember the song is pretty cool.
Are they supposed to be like the blue guy from Watchmen with a penis?
I don't know.
I don't it's at know what, 45?
Yeah,
it's like almost Rammstein-ish.
Yeah, it does. Well, that's like this whole album is kind of weird because it doesn't. I don't know. I don't understand it.
The video reminds me of
The Memory Remains. Oh, they have a video for it?
Yeah, so I was saying those gold guys.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Or they're in that room that's tumbling about. It could be like, it's a combination of Sugar Ray's Fly and The Memory Remains.
Yeah.
Because remember, he was in that room. Mark McGrath was.
Mark McGrath? Nobody cares about Mark McGrath.
That's a lie, and you know it.
Show you up. That's
every true. Morning there's a halo
hanging from the
corner. See, you care.
Corner
you
care. Of four posts.
Of my girlfriend's
four posts. Band.
Yeah.
You're right. I do.
Yep.
But that's it. Again,
it's one. Back there. You and your LFO.
LFO. LFO. LFO. But yeah, so I don't know. The more I listen to the album, I think I like it, but I'm still confused by it. What? Who is?
It is a weird album.
You're confusing.
Okay.
I found my pick of the week.
What just happened? Some little thing jumped.
I don't know. I was getting.
I sent a link in the channel because it's the link to the Spotify song.
I don't see a link.
No link. Yeah, you can't post links. You can't post text.
I don't. There is no channel chat.
I see one.
Oh, enter. It's in the default channel, not NetSpeak.
Oh, why would you do this?
That's why are there more than one buttons?
Wow, that is an intense thing. Okay, what is this?
Okay, so
tell me I need to sign up.
This is
what?
It's just about. You can just go listen to it.
It says I need to sign up.
These guys.
Yeah, okay, so this is, the band is called Orchestra Meze. It's a Bulgarian funk group. Started by this guy, I know, Milan Kirov, who is a theory teacher at CSUN.
Peasant funk. There's a goat.
That's fun.
That's fun. That's what you have to say about it. That's fun.
Pretty much. It's like the you go to the shows wherever in LA and you just get Bulgarian brandy and have a party, right, Jade?
Yep, that's fact.
I like a Bulgarian.
Like a Bulgarian.
Got a sweet Bulgarian right there.
I feel like that's not.
Don't worry, mine will save it.
So it's basically like funk using Bulgarian rhythms, which is a lot of like 15-8, 11-8 type of mixed meter.
That's crazy. It's because they don't know how to keep time, so just make it up.
It's because they're metric. The conversion to our decimal system is very difficult.
The Dewey Decimal System?
No, it's just Bulgarian folk rhythms.
We're on SAE.
I like it.
It's like a blast beat. Bulgarian blast beat.
Bulgarian blast beats.
It's a good one, though.
What is it?
No, that was a good one. It was fun to listen to.
Oh, yeah.
Mine is the opening riff to the opening track.
To the
best album ever. The Darkness is Permission to Land. The opening riff to Black Shuck. Which is just amazing.
Black Shuck. much crunch going on there.
A lot of good.
They're like, compression? I don't believe in it.
Compression.
I want my tunes to be open.
May 2015 be known as the Great Compression.
Brought to you by Under Armour. I've listened to a lot of podcasts recently, and like, they always have creative ways of talking about their sponsors. I wish we had sponsors so we could make fun of them.
We could make.
You could have a fake sponsor. Yeah, it could be a bit.
I could. Well, it's too late now because you ruined the joke.
No, you can just edit this out. If you're not so lazy, you can just edit it out.
No. This is podcast.
No, just another riff in everyone.
We have more podcasts than that.
This podcast brought to you by Dole Bananas. When you really want to have a dick in your hand,
Dole one out.
Dole one out. But be careful. If you wait too long, they're going to turn brown.
Dole, your little yellow friend.
Don't worry. That Mr. Tally Man will come. And when he comes, he will come again.
And he'll whip you right into shape.
Dole whip.
We'll leave the light on for you.
Will Wheaton's Dole whip.
Will Wheaton's Dole whip.
True.
That's intense.
Not yeah. A lot of people can't handle it.
Yeah, I don't like camping that much.
Some people told Will Wheaton he was crazy when he put cayenne pepper in his Dole whip.
And he said, I don't Will Wheaton care.
Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
Whipped cream on wontons.
Yes.
I'd party with Will Wheaton.
Tauntauns?
No. But they smell bad on the outside.
But they're so warm.
Wontons?
Wontons?
Tauntauns.
Wontons.
His nickname is Juan Wheaton.
Juan Wheaton?
That's his Mexican uncle.
Juan Wheaton.
Hola, Juan Wheaton.
That's the best shit I've ever said in my entire life. Juan Wheaton.
Did you put Dole Whip in his pico de gallo?
Juan Wheaton residence. It's hard not to say, though.
What if I want to place a whip in my whip?
Residence.
Oh, my God.
I'm Juan Wheaton. No me gusta.
Azucare.
El hijo de Diablo.
El hijo de Diablo.
Fucker ate my homework.
Ay, Dios mío.
That was the worst I've ever been beat up by my house. I fell off a roof.
Yeah.
I fell through a ladder. A light bulb broke underneath me. And then we made it look like I was doing cocaine in the bathroom and left it in.
For a school project.
I was like, what?
How did you guys pass that class?
I don't, because I was the TA in the other class.
Wow.
I don't even know any Spanish except for Juan Wheaton.
I was the TA for my geometry class in high school. So, like, I was the TA for the class before the actual class. So she was like, just don't look at these tests. I'm like, right.
Okay. Jacqueline was my TA for photography, and she still fucking failed me.
Bitch.
Right?
Jacqueline has no,
no something. Morals.
She's got heart of coal.
Jesus Christ. Anybody else hear that?
What?
No.
My fucking computer, the iTunes or the iCloud sign-in just popped up for my iTunes. And an old man just went, excuse me, iTunes needs your attention.
What?
And it was fucking terrifying.
What?
Now it's actually just beeping at me. Yeah, no. Excuse me. Like, it does that. Like, if I have updates, it'll be like, updates are available. Why didn't you sign in my iTunes?
Updates are available, Anthony.
It probably is.
Weird.
Don't worry, Anthony. We'll take care of it from here.
Take a right turn.
Don't worry, Dave.
You'll take another right turn. I can't turn. It's a one-way street. Take a right turn.
By that much.
Assuming direct control.
The system is down.
Yes. The system is down. The system. Email.
Chip, you haven't checked email. Your email. What are you talking about? I've been checking it on this the whole time. Wait, is this the microwave?
Well, actually, you know, it's funny that that's a joke now, but I'm pretty sure you can check your Facebook from fridges, so...
Right.
The joke has become reality.
Life is terrifying again.
Did it ever stop?
There was probably a brief period in time where it was not. I believe there was a scone involved.
Good scone.
Don't you mean a scone?
I haven't had a scone like it in many a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, scone.
Sconces? Sconces are cool. They're like, little Gun's fancy. Stoned. Little fancy accoutrements to your house.
As you should.
Accoutrements.
Lighting accoutrement.
Sconces, I prefer spires.
They're like the glitter of,
I wanna swing from
the they're more like the doilies of outdoors.
The doily? The doily it's, of outside.
It's on the Chesterfield. Right next to the Davenport.
Credenza.
So, here?
I'm really just making out words now.
Midlothian. That's a word.
Pavlovian. Mixolydian.
Kevin Bacon.
This conversation makes no sense whatsoever.
It's fantastic, like, though.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Juanitan.
Oh, yeah. One thing I did want to bring up was, have you seen that thing about everybody getting all mad because there was this chick that was on American Idol and she was like, quit and joined the Air Force, and now she's an E6?
No.
Well,
are they mad that she's an E6?
Yes.
She started at that rank?
Yeah.
Jesus fuck. Can't you only start at an E4 with a bachelor's degree?
Well, the thing is, for musicians, it's different.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of similar to, because like when doctors come over to a military service, they get paid. I mean, they start at like 04s most of the time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's a pay difference. Like, they're getting compensated for whatever.
They're professional already.
Yeah, doctors. So, like, the musicians are the same thing. When they come over, they're not straight out of... Well, they're not supposed to be straight out of high school, but...
Yeah, you actually have to be pretty good to get into a military band.
Was she a vocalist in the Air Force band?
Yeah.
Oh. Pretty crazy.
Yeah. So, like, everybody's, like, totally... completely pissed off about it now. They're like, I can't believe that she got promoted like this. She had to do nothing. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, it's just, like, to me, it doesn't even matter because it's not about rank. It's about money. So who gives a crap?
Yeah. I mean, it's still going to take her, like, what, 10 years to get to E7?
Yeah. They don't go anywhere after that, really. They stay there forever.
Mm-hmm.
But not only that, but it's not like the rank even means anything.
No, because, I mean... It might within her own unit, but then it's really just depends on the organization of how their bands and everything is run.
Yeah, but it's like completely separate from everything else. So they might be in the military, but they're not in the military.
Yeah, they're not going to boss you around because they're an E6.
Unless it's the Marines.
Well, the Marines are weird.
The Marines is like the branch that... Even if... They're the only ones that consider musicians to be... Marines before they're musicians. All the other services consider you to be a musician before you're like a service member.
Oh, really? Well, because I know for the basic training, like, they have their own section, they do their own thing, and they don't do the normal stuff, so.
Hold this.
In the Air Force, yeah.
Hold this trumpet for 10 minutes. Okay.
In the Marines, they probably make you, like, march up the death march with your clarinet and play tunes.
No, I think with the Marines, you just go through regular boot camp.
No. Clarinet. This is my clarinet. There are many like it, but this one is mine. This is my oboe.
It's just the Marines, though. The other ones are different. Each one's different, usually.
I want to be able to see myself from 6 inches on that tuba, son.
You call that shiny?
Well, aren't, what do they call them? Religious guy?
Chaplains?
Yeah, that's like an honorary officership, isn't it?
Yeah, because in order to be a chaplain, you have to have a degree in whatever. Theology. So they usually bring you in as a captain, and then, like, you stay there forever.
Yeah, because everyone I've ever seen is a captain.
Yeah, the other, because, like, there are other ones, but those are, like, the command people. Like, they're in charge of this whole group or whatever, but all of them are captains.
I know that, like, one of the guys that survived Black Hawk Down, like, actual, you know, the events that took place, he
not the movie
chaplain. No, it wasn't.
So not the actor.
It wasn't Chris Klein.
are you sure?
No, I can't be 100%.
That movie.
But he became a chaplain. I think, you know, like an honorary. He's pretty fucked up from all the stuff that happened to him. But, like, they just let him become a chaplain.
Huh. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Good to know that your country appreciates your service.
That guy is.
You've seen Band of Brothers, right?
I've seen a Band of Brothers and one cousin. They're called Kings of Leon.
Okay. Now, granted, these are like wartime promotions, but there's this one character that goes from like a E5 to a O4 in like a year and a half.
Yeah, because like all of his carriers kept getting shot.
Yeah, I mean, he's just, you know, he's a survivor, so he gets promoted, but
pretty soon he's in a war room back in New York. Like, what'd you do to get here? I don't know. I've literally been here for 2 weeks.
Where am I?
Yeah. 5-star general of the army, son.
Yeah,
I can't even count to five.
I can't remember if it was from that one or from the Pacific, but after they came, one of the infantry guys came back and he was like at a recruiting thing. They're like, "Well, what kind of skills you have?" He's like, "I'm really good at killing people."
Yeah. Well, let me hear more crap.
I'll take it.
It was actually at that moment I was like, maybe I should get out at 9 years.
I don't know.
I don't want to be the 20-year-old retiree of like, what can you do? Stuff?
Check this out. You guys have a Humvee? Park that bitch. Well, now you get to be an officer, right?
Yeah.
And a gentleman.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
And a gentleman.
Yeah.
Are you saying he's not already a gentleman?
Now I do both.
I do wear bow ties already.
That's true.
That's true.
Was that on your speech? Was that on your cover page?
It should have been.
Should have.
And in closing, have you seen this motherfucking bow tie?
I don't think that would have gotten me the position.
You never know.
This motherfucker.
Bolo tie, maybe.
I was on the panel.
You're wearing a bolo tie, maybe.
No. I wish
I could see that.
I think they authorized bow ties for the mess dress, maybe.
Don't women get them? It's a little
those
Colonel Sanders looking one.
Yeah, those things are weird. I don't
like
know.
Like an ascot bow.
They're like untied bow ties. They're just like
from like 400 years ago.
Yeah.
It's like
Civil War era.
Yeah, with a little tiny hat on the side of their head.
Dressage.
Hey there, sailor.
What are you doing tonight?
Yeah. You'll never catch me, Burt Macklin.
With Destiny.
Yeah.
You sound like Lumpy Space Princess.
I try.
I'm a clock. I'm in the Air Force.
I'm Jay.
I don't want to do it.
I think everyone should sound like Lumpy Space Princess.
No, just me.
Everybody just wants me for my lumps.
Lovely. My lumps. My lumps, my lumps, my lumps.
How come that hasn't been a mashup?
Probably has. Just find it.
Nah, too much work.
Through the magic of the internet.
I guess Smosh made a movie.
Why?
I don't know, it's on Netflix.
Everything is.
They're making a...
Because they, I don't know. They wanted to make real money, not advertising money.
Yeah.
We're recording this.
Nope. Right? And a couple people may listen to it.
They're just going to be zoned out because they're just going to think they're in part of our conversation.
Well, I think after the wonton debacle, we lost all this.
Juan Wheaton. Juan Wheaton and his wontons.
Juan Wheaton.
Han Solo beat
Juan Wheaton and his naughty wontons.
Why are we back on the wontons?
No one can escape the powers of Juan Wheaton.
One ton, ton, ton.
No.
How would his name appear in a phone book? We ton Juan.
We ton Juan, Juan.
We ton Juan. I bested myself. I have bested myself. Summer Donna.
Summer Donna.
We ton Juan, Juan.
Summer, get dropped back, pass it to the quarterback, give it to the now, summer to the down, to the now.
Summer, down, now. Hey, Abron.
Will we go to Jamaica? Oh, will we done, man, yeah.
We were watching Key and Peele earlier. And it was like one of the ones with the anger translator where he's talking to Hillary Clinton.
Nice.
Bitch, you fucking crazy. And then there was like one where they were on an airplane and they were trying to convince this other black guy that if one of the Terrys wanted to get froggy, he needed to be with them. They had a plastic gun and a box cutter. And then it was like then one nerdy black guy ratted him out. Then they took him down. And then it was like a TSA questionnaire. It's like, should the Terrys want to get froggy? Did you? Hey. It's a bunch of bullshit. Bunch of fucking jive.
Somebody's about to get froggy in here. Those guys are so funny.
Excuse me, what? I speak jive.
That was a great movie.
Oh, man.
The guy who did the music for Airplane 2 also did the music for The Simpsons.
Mark Mothersbaugh?
What?
No. He did the music for the Rugrats.
Alf Clausen. Why do you know that?
How did you not? I remember the credits in my head.
How's that song go?
I said I remember the credits, not the song.
Oh, you're disappointing the
people. It's like a, it's time to make the music. It's time to light the lights. It's time to get things started on the Rugrats show tonight. Womp, womp, womp.
That sounds like a show tune.
It was the Muppets song. I just changed two words.
Oh, man. Now we're really going to get sued twice. Once by the Muppets and twice by Rugrats because they ain't got nothing going on.
Mark Mothersbaugh needs some money. Devo ain't doing shit.
Defamation. Good luck proving that this is defamation in court, sir.
People have to hear it for it to be defamating.
Yeah, we'll tweet it to him.
He walks over to the hole and defecates.
Sounds like a job for Harvey Birdman, attorney at law.
Did you see that Birdman movie with Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Harvey Birdman?
Birdman.
Michael Keaton?
Birdman.
One of my friends said that would be like the best cosplay ever. Just have like somebody dressed up like Michael Keaton walk around with Birdman following him everywhere.
Oh my god, wouldn't it?
But only if they stayed in character where it was they only paid attention to him and just like whispered stuff in his ear.
Yeah, told him he was fucking badass.
And just like ignored everybody else. That'd be awesome.
Not even pose for pictures. Just keep walking.
Yeah, just keep walking.
You have to have the Michael Keaton guy in his underwear though.
Well, yeah. Good old Michael Keaton.
Walking in the back door with no gun.
Yeah.
That movie was fucking crazy.
It was definitely like a actor's movie.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking intense. I just like was like, what the fuck?
I was like, what even happened? Did he jump out of a window?
Why does he have powers?
Yeah. No, not the LCD. How dare you?
How dare
you? Oh, man. Star Wars Battlefront opens, or beta opens soon, October or something.
Fuck yeah. They better make it for Mac.
Beta.
They won't.
Why don't you go out and buy yourself something nice?
Because this one's never crashed.
Yeah, that's fair.
I get your point.
But Battlefront.
I know. I don't know what Lucasfilm has against PC. I guess because they own the word droid.
Maybe. That makes more sense than anything else.
Samsung had to use it. If you like watch the bottom, it says like copyright Lucasfilm.
Which is strange because I'm sure that they used Macs to make all that stuff.
Droid. Speaking of Lucasfilm, why is it that the old, like, you know, 2000s era Star Wars computer games were so much better than the current Star Wars computer games, like you Force Unleashed and all that shit.
You must be talking about X-Wing versus TIE Fighter.
Like Jedi Knight.
The Empire?
Ooh, Jedi Knight.
Jedi Knight was pretty cool.
One of the best games ever.
Yeah. And
especially with its magical hotkey programming functionality.
Well,
they did all the custom space battles.
They had the one where you could. Was it? Was it? Wasn't Battlefront? Was it? They had another one. It was really good where you could actually like fly the ships around and shit.
They had a few like that.
I know those are the best ones.
Yeah, because they had X-Wing, and then they had TIE Fighter, and then they had X-Wing versus TIE Fighter, and then they had something else. It's probably the one you're thinking of because you could be like a TIE bomber.
Yeah,
or a so. Y-wing.
Yeah. Yeah, that one looks good.
Have you seen that 3D thing? Well, not 3D.
Yeah, but for some reason the actual like being able to scroll and look around doesn't work on my computer.
Because it's your
I have a Mac.
Yeah, so, kind of weird.
It should work on your phone.
I didn't try that. I have an iPhone.
Yeah, which means it doubly won't work.
iPhone 5.
I
need the 6S.
Need a 6D.
Now introducing the new iPhone, one tongue.
iPhone one Wheaton.
Brought to you by Will Wheaton.
Will one Wheaton, Wheat one tune, run one tongue one.
What?
Completely broken.
Rooty tooty, fresh and fruity.
Welcome to breakfast. IHOP. Where all your dreams are smashed.
Let's go to IHOP. Well, come visit and we'll go to IHOP or Denny's.
Okay.
And I want to meet Patrick Warburton. Or not. That's cool.
I don't think he talks to Tay Fonde anymore.
No, not really.
He might.
Well, you know where he lives. You know where he lives. We'll just show up.
Just go there.
Hey,
we're here.
Hey. So
Ben Wheaton sent us.
Here to fix the plumbing. You look like you take giant shits. Filled with pork and beef byproduct.
Yes. Yes.
I am hungry.
No.
What?
I'm hungry.
Hungry enough to eat a baby?
Yeah.
Well, you better get it before the dingo eats it.
Dingo. You know, it's
a true story. Lady lost a kid.
Dingo would have a baby.
I would take that dingo behind the middle school and get it pregnant.
So they can have more dingo babies.
Did we talk about Battletoads?
No.
Good game.
And that's the end of that topic.
Well, we do got to it.
I said I was gonna.
There's very few games where you can morph your Battletoad into a bell and bang shit against a wall.
Not enough, if you ask me.
I mean, I'm going on a limb here, but that didn't make any damn sense.
Nope.
And then you break it apart.
You can't question these things.
And then you grab the bones, and then you turn yourself into an anvil. What?
I feel like you could do that on Bad Dudes.
Bad Dudes. That game was so hard.
Bad Dudes.
I remember something about being on top of a semi truck or something.
Yeah, you got to be a pretty good dude to be a bad dude.
Being a bad dude is not easy.
Nah, especially not on an emulator.
Especially when you're trying to rip off Double Dragons but make it different.
Yeah. Well, Double Dragon was hard as crap, too.
Yeah, it was.
All those arcade games.
Remember the one where it was like you were like a big wrestler guy and they had kidnapped his daughter or two other people? It was kind of like, it wasn't like Street Fighter. You like actually like walked around the world and just punched and kicked people, kind of like Bad Dudes, but I think it was for Sega. You were like this big wrestler guy who was like the mayor, and he had like a khaki on with his work short ripped. And like there was two other ones, where like a guy cop and a girl cop or something like that. And you just walked around beating the shit out of people. Like, where's my daughter? Pwah, pwah. Oh, you know what else was hard? Do you remember the Die Hard arcade game?
Oh, those are impossible. God.
That game was fucking hard. I always died.
There was this weird, I think it was on Sega, it was like a Pac-Man, like, strange, almost role-playing, but it was like really confusing. I had no idea how to play it.
Yeah, because you couldn't actually control Pac-Man. Pac-Man. You just like gave suggestions, like you should go over here, because like you had a slingshot, and like you would shoot at stuff, and you'd be like, you should go over here, and like Pac-Man sometimes would just get pissed off and not do anything.
It was so annoying.
So then you could like shoot Pac-Man with the thing, but then if you get like super mad, or he'd get like sad and start crying.
And then he'd like run off somewhere and die or something.
And then he'd run off, and then like that was the weirdest.
It's pretty much impossible to get anything done because Pac-Man was a little bitch.
Yeah.
Hey, I found out that I wasn't lying. It was called Final Fight.
That's awesome.
Final Fight for Sega. I think it was an arcade.
I'm just glad to know you have a buyer.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Yeah.
100%.
I need to get one of those emulator boxes that has all that stuff in it.
There was a guy playing one. We were at that coin-op bar the other night, and he had like the emulator in an old Nintendo case. Like,
that's awesome.
He just kind of like used it as the emulator.
That's awesome.
And he had this weird little TV on top of it that looked like it should have been like for stereophonics or something like that. Like he was
like a radar. That stuff is also like simple in design that you could very easily modify all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right. Remember Metal Slug? Like,
trying to
Metal Slug was badass.
Just constant mayhem.
Better Metal Snake. Oh, it's not. It's not. That's Deathlock. Better Metal Snake.
Metal Snake. Metal Snake.
You met the real Peter Griffin, Jared.
I did.
How's
actually
that?
I met him. I met him twice.
What?
The first time I met him, he wasn't in his Peter Griffin thing. He was just like walking around the con, and somebody was like, "Hey, Peter!" He's like, "Shut up."
Do like, you see me
like, all
in
right.
Peter
He's
Griffin
like,
clothes?
He was clearly just trying to get like some hot dogs and shit, and a bucket of rum, because you know. But then later that night, like he was in his garb and he was just all about it.
This like
Pat Oswalt always has to be in disguise like 24/7 at Comic-Con.
Well, of course.
That'd be really inconvenient to have to do that.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
Yeah. Jared, I think you need to look up the video game Bioforce Ape.
Bioforce Ape.
It was unreleased.
Well, then how am I going to look it up?
Just Google it. I'm looking at a whole thing about it. There's like screen grabs and shit. Bioforce Ape, dude.
That's a pretty interesting topic for someone who can't see what we're looking at.
They can Google it too.
Oh, this is a
interactive podcast.
This looks awesome. Except, you know, when they're in the car. Why is there a bunch of pictures of multi-gyms?
Gotta have multi-gyms.
Apparently a Bioforce is also a multi-gym. But it ain't no Bowflex.
looks terrible.
I've been playing Far Cry 4, and it's amazing.
Oh, so good.
It just looks incredible.
Dude, there's one part where there's this, like, at least it might be fake. There's a monster, and it's made out of butter, and says, "Ja, I am made of der butter, and you are worth 2K monies." And then it shows BioForce Ape smashing it, and it says, "Eat communism."
Hell yeah.
What?
Fuck yes.
Eat communism.
Fuck yes.
Tastes delicious. Tastes like potatoes.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Yes. I definitely think...
Oh, so what it was over the last decade, a number of previously unreleased video games have surfaced as playable prototypes. A California Raisins game, Time Diver Eon Man, and Star Fox 2 only existed in blurry landscape screenshots in ancient magazines until recently.
Nice.
Star Fox 2.
That's badass, man.
Hell yeah.
That game was so good. Now that I think about it, there was never another one.
Yeah, there was, but it was on N64.
That's crazy. What time are we at?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
Outro. Well, if you stay with us this long, kudos to you.
You win.
A better match.
You will stay on the line, and our operator will take your name and phone number and address, and we will send you one wonton Whedon.
On your deathbed, you will receive full consciousness. You got that going for you.
Yeah. Good for you. Good for you.
Fuck off.